Hello and welcome back for another week of random rambles where we're going to do some rambling today. It is just me and Maggie in the studio today, but we're going to still have a blast.
Of course, yeah.
We have the same hat this week because it was still in my backpack, kind of.
Okay, that's cool. It's all right.
It was also on my dad's head, and I go, okay, give this to me, please.
Yeah, that's how it has to go sometimes.
Sometimes I wake up late and forget.
That's fair.
But our first topic is, do you like people watching when you're out in public? If so, do you have a story about it?
Okay. Yes, if I'm bored. I actually, but then it's like, I feel like I'm staring at people and then if they look at me, I have to like look away real quick.
It's awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'll like watch this lady at the grocery store. I'm like, you remind me of someone.
But now my dad loves watching people.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. He finds it fascinating just how people act in public, you know?
Yeah. Would it be fun to be like a security guard person? You see what everyone's doing.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know. I feel like I would get bored, but yes. Because I do find people really interesting of why they do what they do.
Yeah.
So far as stories, I don't think I have any stories.
Like, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I do people watch, like, in the airport and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better than looking at your phone, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I do have a story from the airport where I was on a plane and I was supposed to be sitting next to my family. And I sat next to this woman and she's like, hey. And we said, can you switch seats with us? And she's like, only if you switch seats with me and my fiance. And it's like, well, we don't have that seat, but. And then she got the lady sitting next to us because it was like three rows. She got the lady sitting next to us by the window seat to switch with her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were cuddling the whole airplane.
Okay.
And I was like, I love this so much.
So
I had the aisle seat, so it was good.
But yeah, no, that's so awkward.
Still, it was very awkward, and I did not enjoy it that much.
How long was the flight?
It was from Hawaii to California, so 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But it was kind of like, I just want to get home.
Yeah, no. All right,
you want... draw a topic.
All right.
Are
you okay?
Yes. Sick. My nose is stuffy.
Oh. I feel like great. Everybody's getting sick.
There's stuff going around. It's cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you had the power to... What?
The power to shrink anything?
Oh, shrink anything and... take it with you, what would you take? Ooh, that's a good question.
It could be good for traveling. Like,
can I unshrink it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I love small things, though.
That'd be cool. It's like the Mickey Mouse episode.
What?
When I was younger, there's this Mickey Mouse episode with, he's the rat.
Okay.
No, but he was like this rat guy, and he came around and he shrunk everything.
That's kind of funny.
In, like, the Mickey Mouse universe. And, like, stored them in these little snow globes, because he was making, like, snow globe type things.
Oh my gosh, wait, I would do that, though.
I think...
I love snow globes.
Please tell me someone knows what I'm talking about. Because...
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds hilarious. If I was a villain, that's what I would do.
Hold on.
Take your stuff and put it in a snow globe. Rat and then give it back to you. I would do that.
Please load. Look up. I looked up a rat from Mickey Mouse.
See, I don't know.
It won't load. I feel like it starts with an M. I don't.
Wait, I'll look it up.
Okay.
Because
Mortimer Mouse! Is that who it is?
That's what... I'll look
okay,
it up.
Look that up.
I gotta switch my VPN off.
Oh. I swear that... But he's, like, with, like, Pete, the, like, the... Yeah, Pete.
Pete.
He's with Pete from, like, Mickey Mouse. And they go around in this air blimp. And, like, have this little ray that they can shrink things
with. This guy?
Yes! Yes. Is that who it is? The Mormon or Out Mouse? Yes! Yeah.
I've never seen him before in my life.
Did you ever watch Mickey Mouse as a kid?
Seldomly. Not very often. I was more...
PBS?
Yeah. Oh, I love PBS shows. Oh my gosh. Word Girl.
I never really got into Word Girl.
What?
I was more of a Rough Ruffman.
Okay.
You know that one? And Wild Kratts.
Oh, I love Wild Kratts.
Wild Kratts is my favorite.
What? The Dinosaur Train.
Yes!
I love Dinosaur Train.
The Dinosaur Train. I had a dream where the dinosaur... Okay, so I was on this field. This dream was a weird dream. I was on a field trip in, like, the middle of the countryside, and there was this river. And I got close to the river for some reason, and I fell in. And I remember screaming help. This was during the time when I was talking in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I screamed help out loud and, like, freaked my dad out. But the pterodactyl mom from the Dinosaur Train came and saved me.
Okay, that's a good dream, actually. Yeah. That's amazing. I love the theme song.
Have you ever, like, sleptwalk or, like, said anything in your sleep?
I don't know about sleepwalking, but I've probably said stuff in my sleep. I know my cousin, he's sleptwalked before. It's kind of scary.
I've screamed, help, it's a train. I screamed pepperoni in my sleep.
It's so funny what people do. My sister, she mumbles in her sleep. And I'm just like, because when we was little, we used to share the same bed. And I would be like, what are you saying? And then she wouldn't respond. I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's sleeping.
There was one time where I walked into my parents' room. I don't remember this at all, so I'm assuming I was sleepwalking. And I had my blanket and everything, and I'm like, I said to my mom, my mom's like, do you want to come lay with me? Because it was when I was younger. And I said, do you want to ride my train? There was something going on with trains in that point of my life.
That's funny.
There was also another time that was more recently where I walked out. I remember walking out there. But I don't remember how I got back to my bed.
Oh.
And I don't remember half the things I said because my dad was out on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the conversation was about. But apparently I stood there and talked to him about the randomest thing ever. And then I walked back to my room.
It's so funny. Oh my gosh. No, I say the craziest thing I've ever done. Not like the craziest, but like I've flipped over, like, I will wake up at the other end of my bed. And I'll be like, how did I even get here?
I've done something like that before. So, my bed, it's like, you have to push it up against the wall to get, like, a headrest kind of thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's the bed and then there's, like, bookshelves attached to it. And I remember one day, I woke up with, like, a throbbing headache and I had woken up with my head on the bookshelf area. I'm like, how? How did I even turn this way in my sleep?
It's so funny.
I'd have to do like a 180.
Sleep is crazy. And dreaming is crazy. I like dreaming.
Yeah. Like the dream where Bo Burnham killed Taylor Swift. What? The lightsaber I had.
What? How?
I have the craziest dreams. I always dream, and it's so crazy. I had a dream the other night where my friend took me to the Rainforest Cafe, somewhere between Plainfield, Danville and Avon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where. There's no Rainforest Cafe there.
I was thinking.
But we drove onto this road. I'm like, I've never seen this road before. And like, it was covered in this all the greenery. It was like this big mall type building. And we walk in and we say, we would like seats to the Rainforest Cafe, please. And they sit us down at a bar. And I woke up because I was angry because I wanted to go to the Rainforest Cafe.
That's amazing.
Have the craziest dreams.
I have the my dreams are crazy too, but they're so like weird. I had one dream where my mom her Facebook, somebody was impersonating her, and there was all these whole bunch of Facebook pages, and and the profile pictures were AI of her. I was like, how did you, what?
That is, it was so weird.
It was really weird.
Do you have, like, dreams, and, like, you remember people being in them, but you don't remember seeing their faces? Like, you remember the presence of the people?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this morning, because it's, like, so weird, because you don't remember, like, the faces of the people in the dreams.
Yeah. Or, like, when you're in a place, like, let's say you're, like, you're at your house, but it's not your house, but it is your house. It's so confusing.
I've heard stories of how people have, like, 4 or 5 set places that they always dream about. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. Mine's always the randomest spots.
Mine too, yeah. I don't...
Also, I've heard stories of where someone's mentioned, like, what time it is in a dream, and, like, there's this person who comes up and, like, you can't say that. Don't ever say that again.
That's weird, because I've heard that. I've heard that, and, like, you're not... And if you're dreaming, you're not supposed to know, like, what time it is. But this one time I had a dream, and I looked at... I was like, what time is it? I looked at my phone, it said 2:30. And I was like, oh, that's weird. It wasn't 2:30, but how did I do that? Because in dreams, you're not supposed to know what time it was.
That's true. I've also, like, along with what you're saying with, like, people, you're not supposed to know that you're dreaming.
Yeah.
There was another story I, like, read or slash heard. I forget where it was. But it was where this girl, she was dreaming, and she was at, like, a party. Mm-hmm. Like, from, she was in college at a party. She's not in college at the time. But she looked at someone and said, is this a dream? And apparently everything stopped. All the people looked at her. And the same person, because it's the same person who was telling the story about the time thing. Mm-hmm. The same person that came up with the time thing came to her, jerked her out of the party.
That's crazy.
Like, dreams, you can't say that.
Dreams are so crazy. When I was little, I used to have this one dream where it was like a black essence or whatever. Like, it wasn't even a person.
Like that.
And everybody in my house, like my family, we would have to hide. And if he found you, you were dead. And then I would have, like, multiple dreams. And this one time, he found me, and then I died. But then I never had that dream again. So weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
The sleep paralysis demon coming for you. I've never had sleep paralysis, which I'm really glad about.
I haven't either.
I do not want to experience that, personally. Yeah.
I think it's because I sleep on my stomach.
What?
I sleep on my stomach.
I lay on my side.
I think most people who have it, like, lay on their back.
Okay.
Because then they, like, can't move, but they can see stuff or whatever.
I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah, I don't either. That's crazy.
No, thank you. I have never had repetitive dreams, but I will have dreams reference other dreams I've had.
Wait, I think I have too. It's
it is so weird. It's like, what? Or I'll have dreams. I'll have a dream one night, and then, like, 3 or 4 nights later, I'll have a dream that continues that dream.
That is so cool.
It's so weird too. And I've talked to people that are like, I never dream. It's like, I constantly dream. I dream all night long. It's like,
right.
I'll go to sleep for an hour and I'll have a dream. I'll be waking up and I'll have a dream.
Yeah, no.
Remember one time, I love flamingos. Like, they're one of my favorite animals. I had one time where I got to be in, like, this pen with all the flamingos and pet them. And I was just about to get in the pen with them. It was, like, at the zoo or something. And my dad woke me up. I was so mad. No.
Oh, my gosh. When I'm dreaming and my alarm wakes me up, I'm so mad.
Like, you have dreams and you want to continue them because they're, like, good dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Or you dream and you think it's reality and you wake up and, like, wait, what? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes dreams feel so real.
And it's odd that they do.
Yeah, it messes with me a little bit.
Yeah. And if I'm angry at people in real life, my dreams, I will go up to that person and be like, I'll start screaming at them in the dream. I'm like, okay.
My dreams are just weird. I have, like, a lot of zombie dreams.
I've never had a zombie
taking over the world.
I don't really have that. Why are just weird adventures that my mind says, you're going to go on this? like the Rainforest Cafe thing.
Yeah, that was funny.
The biggest nightmare I remember. Okay, we'll change the topic after this.
Yeah.
The biggest nightmare I remember from having a child is, so basically my family was the Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
And we went into this building. It's like in the middle of the city, but it's abandoned. Like this brick building, and it had burnt down, kind of caught fire, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in, and we have to be like the Ghostbusters. And I remember I was so terrified because there was like this sheet thing that was always there.
Okay.
Like, this is the only dream. I don't know if I had it multiple times, but it's like, it scared me so much that it was so present in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have nightmares most of the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I have nightmares per se, but they're like scary. But they're not like, I don't know.
The last scary dream I had was where my sister ran away in Disney World and I couldn't find her. And I was freaking out because I couldn't find her. That was the scariest dream I've had recently.
I would be freaking out too.
And that dream evolved from wanting to jump in a fish tank after I graduated. Like in a Bass Pro Shop. I don't know. Like my whole class was going to do it.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I would do it too.
Let's draw a new hat topic.
That was a good question.
Yeah.
Wait, we didn't even really answer the question.
We didn't even answer the question. We went on to dreams. Random rambles, guys. Would you rather have people perceive you as being kind, smart, or attractive? Personally, kind.
Yeah, kind.
I want to be a nice person.
I don't mind if you think I'm dumb or whatever. I don't care.
Yep.
But if I'm kind, that's all I care about. Because I just try to be kind to people.
Yeah, you try to be, like, that's the big thing. I mean, it's nice being smart. It's good being attractive if you want to be in relationships. But, like, being kind is the most important thing. Like, you'll get in more relationships. Long-term relationships, I should say.
Yeah.
If you're kind to people.
Yeah. No. You're so real. Because, I don't know, like, I feel like a lot of times I feel like I say stuff in, like, a rude way, but I don't mean it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, do they think I'm mean?
I do, too, sometimes. Or sometimes I'll say something that I just blurt out and I'm like, oh no, that's not good.
Yeah, I feel like my tone is like different than what I mean, how I say it. And I just feel bad.
So there's one kid in my English class that annoys me to no end. And someone said that he was a mistake. And I said, no, his mom made the mistake. Or something along the lines of that. And I go, oh no, I should have said that out loud.
That's crazy. That's crazy. All right. You want me to?
Sure.
What? Would you rather shoot spaghetti out of your fingers or sneeze meatballs? I think spaghetti. I feel like that would be cool.
Spaghetti would work well. And then you just cook the meatballs.
Yeah. I feel like out. If I was mad at somebody or if I wanted to play a prank on somebody, I would just shoot spaghetti at them.
What if it was just noodles in general and you had the option with each of your different fingers to change the different noodles?
Wait a minute. That would be so cool. I could go like a short noodle, really get impact on the person.
Yeah. Like you get penne. Yeah. I love penne.
I like the bow tie ones.
I don't like bow ties because they get hard in the middle.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're good in pasta salad, I guess. I don't know. I don't really eat pasta salad.
I don't either.
You have those colorful ones for pasta salad.
Yeah.
Like the red, the green, and the yellow ones.
That's fun.
You have fettuccine on one finger, spaghetti, angel hair. You got penne, and then you got the little swirly one.
It's over for everybody. I would be just throwing spaghetti at everybody.
What if, and then on your other hand, you could have all the sauces for your spaghetti.
Oh my gosh. You would never go, like, hungry. Just get some spaghetti.
You'd get tired of spaghetti.
You would, but
on the other hand, I'd have pesto, tomato sauce, Parmesan cheese, like grated Parmesan cheese coming out. Get Alfredo sauce. You get a little garlic.
Yeah.
There we go. We got the condiment hand and the noodle hand.
Yeah, and it's over for everybody. Because I would be in class.
You'd eat a bowl, though.
Pasta.
Just make a bowl appear. Or you always have your pasta bowl on hand.
Yeah, in my backpack.
I'm getting a little hungry, guys. Time for some pasta. You guys want some?
Can make would it be it. Would it be hot? You yes. can make it hot if you
we
want.
We gotta make it hot.
You can make the noodles hot if you want. or cold.
What if you wish for this wish from a genie, and every time you shoot out the pasta, it's just pasta that hasn't been cooked?
That would hurt more.
That would
more.
Be awful.
That would be so funny. Oh my gosh, can you imagine sitting in class, you just get hit in the back of the head with a noodle? Like, what?
Ow, where'd that come from?
That's so funny.
Spaghetti fingers, you yeah. Stop that right now. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, you want
to
hear?
Yeah. 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 I think we need to change this. Oh. Okay. Here's the topic. After you survive the apocalypse, what will your job be?
What? Like, I don't know.
If you survive the apocalypse, like, what if would you be?
If I survive the apocalypse, that means no more zombies. Mm-hmm. Everybody's okay.
Yes. Like, you have a group like The Walking Dead.
Oh. I don't know.
But
let me think. I'm gonna live forever, obviously, because I just survived an apocalypse. And I feel like work at a restaurant, honestly.
You just survived the apocalypse? Oh yeah, work at a restaurant. Okay, I was confused. You're like, I just did that, guys. I am the true survivor of the apocalypse. We got this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I would... Oh, no. Well, I'm going to say I already have a farm, so I'm going to start selling my stuff to get more money and then take over the world. I'm just kidding. I would not take over the world.
I am your leader. Where would it be safe during the apocalypse, though? Like...
Good question.
Let's say just, like, the Americas are affected.
Yeah.
Like, Europe and area could be fine. Like, if you're not traveling by plane or anything, or mm-hmm. boats that have the disease, you're going to be good.
Yeah. I think if I am in the States, like, I'm not going to travel over, because then I feel bad if I accidentally cause an apocalypse somewhere else.
Like, you're bitten. You're like, the plane's filled with zombies. Don't let it off. Stop.
Right. Like, okay, so I would stay in the United States. I would definitely not go to California or New York. That's
going to be the most populated areas. Go to Nevada.
Nevada? Okay.
There's nothing there. Not Nevada. What is it? Is it Nevada, I'm thinking?
Colorado. I don't know. Colorado. They all blend together for me.
I know where they are, but...
I would, yeah, go to somewhere where, like, I would go to the country.
Go live in the mountains.
The mountains are scary, though.
They are. I don't like
that. I don't
that.
Know about the mountains. There's, like, other stuff in
you
there.
You hear the stories of, like, the Appalachia Mountains.
Yeah.
Like, people from around there are like, if you hear something, call your name or whistle. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Just keep walking like nothing happened.
Yeah, no. I feel like I couldn't do that. I feel like I would accidentally look back. Be like, huh? Oh.
My friend was telling me a story from when she was younger. This was the other day at lunch, because I forget, we were talking about ghosts and stuff,
mm-hmm.
where when she was younger, she's like, oh, I forget what I was talking about. I was talking about how sometimes I like feel things grab me and nothing's there.
Yeah.
I just chalk it up to my clothing moving
mm-hmm.
in a weird way. But she said when she was younger, she woke up one morning and her dad's a firefighter.
Okay.
And her dad called her down to come get breakfast. So she walked downstairs and it was still dark out, which she thought was weird. Mm-hmm. And she saw her mom. She's like, her mom said, what are you doing up already? And she's like, my dad called us down. And she said, no, your dad's at work. And I'm like, thank you.
Absolutely not. That is so freaky.
Because I thought she was making fun of me at first. She's like, guys, I've heard things as well. Because I was talking about how I'd felt things.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I hear things. And I'm like, no, you haven't.
No, that's...
You're just making fun of me right now.
Yeah. Okay. That never in my life.
That's a no thank you for me.
I would... That's so creepy.
She said it happened a couple times, too.
Oh, my gosh. Where? Like, where did she live? Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes to Cascade.
Oh, okay. That's freaky.
But
that's
the other day I had my own. I like to say it's because my parents say it's the cats, but the cats can't get behind. The cats can't get behind the sink like they can like that in the kitchen. They're too big, and they wanted people to turn the faucets all the way on.
What happened?
I was home alone, made myself some dinner, and it was like this rice, chicken, and some sauce. Mm-hmm. Put my bowl in the sink, turned on the faucet, rinsed it off. I remember turning it off because I swashed it around a bit after I turned it off. Mm-hmm. And I went and did laundry because I got stuff on my shirt. But then I went and took my shower. Mm-hmm. I remember walking by to go take my shower that the sink wasn't on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I come back out from the shower, and both the hot and the cold handles on the sink are turned full blast all the way on and rinsing my bowl out.
Like, okay. That's...
And I'm like, and I told my parents, and my dad had just pulled in. I'm like, have you been inside already? Mm-hmm. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah, no.
But
yeah, okay. You sure your cats can do it?
They said my cats can do it because if they try to jump up into the windowsill, because there's a window right above my kitchen, like mm-hmm. sink, that maybe they would have hit their feet on it. But they've never done that before.
But also, both of them, that's crazy.
Yeah, they'd have to turn both the faucets on all the way.
All the way. No.
Not to mention the balloon that floats around in the house.
Okay, that's a ghost. What? That's a ghost. Stop playing. You got a ghost in your house.
No. My parents say we don't. I say we do. Because I think it's fun.
No, I think the ghosts know if they mess with me, I'll be too scared.
See, I like to have cats in my house. Mm-hmm. Because if you hear a noise, you can just blame it on the cats.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that was the cats that time. Nothing goes wrong.
That time.
For a little while, we didn't have cats in the house. And if you hear noise, you'd be like, okay.
It's just
the house settling.
Yeah.
Just the house settling. No, thank you. Personally, I find it interesting, but I do not want to be interacted with ghosts. But at the same time, I want to go to spooky places.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think I would be way too scared if I saw something floating. But I've seen these videos on TikTok with this guy. His chairs are like move across.
Okay.
And he's just like, he's just like, stop it. I'm like, what? You gotta, okay. You're telling a ghost to stop it? That's crazy.
Our legal ID is WBDG-FM-HD1 Indianapolis. This is Random Rambles. I am Lorelai Smith, joined with Maggie. And here we're talking about more ghost stuff because we both find it interesting.
Always. Yeah, they are really interesting.
Oh, I want to go down to Point Pleasant and see the Mothman statue.
I need to research him more.
I'm trying to get... I made my sister and my dad watch videos on it today. And there was this guy and another... There was two guys and they were exploring the TNT area. Mm-hmm. Which is where, during World War II, they would store like bombs and stuff.
Oh,
in these bunkers.
Yeah.
If I remember the story correctly. And people think that, like, the Mothman got, like, it was something that got radioactiveness from the bombs and areas.
Oh, I see.
So it became that, but... Hello, Trey? Okay, anyways. Have you heard of the Hat Man?
I have not. Oh. What's the story?
The Hat Man's one of the things that scares me. Like, when you're talking about paranormal and ghost stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't like things watching me.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
It's never done any real harm to anyone, but, like, many people share the story. Mm-hmm. Because usually it's, like, a shadow figure mm-hmm. standing in their doorway. Every time, I don't want to say the majority, because it always has a hat on its head. Whether mm-hmm. it be a top hat, a bowler hat.
Oh, it has different hats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's been different stories. A little podcast I watched, they were talking about how it could be different ghosts because a lot in the olden days, people wore hats a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it could be, but I still don't like things watching me.
No. I think, well, but then it's like, why are you watching me? And if it's different ghosts, it's like, I don't know. That's why I keep my door shut at night. to my room.
No, my door is open.
I've tried to do that. Too creepy. I can't do that. That's creepy. I get... Because what if I see something coming up the stairs? Like, I'm over four.
Oh, no, thank you. Well, I don't have stairs in my house because my house is one level.
Oh, I see.
And my door, the way my house is built, my door looks into my parents' room, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the hallway wall. When you're sitting in my bed, that's what you can see.
Like, my grandma's house, she has 3 floors. But the top, like, the second floor, well, there's, like, a middle floor, right? And then the second floor.
Yeah.
And then, but it's an old house. It was made in 1904. And so one of the rooms doesn't have a door on it. And you could see, like, this stairway. It's kind of scary.
I don't like that. I don't like when doors are boarded off in houses.
Yeah, no.
Like, nailed shut with, like, wood against them?
Mm-hmm.
No. I came upon this guy. He does pottery and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Needed a little house tour, and he's like, and this is my basement, also is my garage, but there's this door down here that's boarded off, and I'm not opening that.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't actually live in the house. I would say, no, thank you.
Yeah, no. Well, let's draw another topic.
Okay.
Sorry. Would you rather be a hobbit or an elf for 24 hours?
Okay, wait. What is a hobbit? Like, what are the characteristics?
Isn't it like in The Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, but I've never really seen Lord of the Rings. I've never seen it either.
I said, that looks like a good question.
Okay.
Let's write that down.
Okay, I think I'm going to go with a hobbit because I don't know about an elf.
Like, you just stay inside all the time?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, for 24 hours, you get to have like a little hobbit hole.
Oh my gosh, wait. If I turn into a hobbit for 24 hours, does my house also turn into, like, a hobbit house?
I mean, it could.
Okay, I'm going hobbit. Because I don't really know about elves. I feel like...
I think elves would be interesting. Then you got all that weird elven stuff with the fairies.
No, you're right. Never mind. Changing my answer. I'm an elf now. Because fairies are cool.
Fairies are scary.
They are scary. I've heard that they're not very nice.
Like, in folklore, they're not.
Yeah, folklore.
Like, they steal children and stuff in folklore. It's like, that's fun.
Which is so opposite of what, like, Disney's portrayed them to be.
Half the time, Disney movies are very, like, censored. Is that a word to say for it? Like, good word to use?
I think so.
Like, with Cinderella, the sisters cut their feet to
You're
fit
right.
into the shoes in Brothers Grimm. The Little Mermaid has a similar gore to it.
Do you believe in sirens or mermaids?
I don't know. I feel like mermaids could have a possibility, but I feel at the same time a lot of people were seeing like mantises and stuff
mm-hmm.
in the water, maybe stingrays, just seeing that as a tail,
mm-hmm.
picturing it as that. But there's a rock in Germany. This is my name. Let's go. it's like the Lorelei Rock, but it's spelled different than my name.
Mm-hmm.
And the story behind the rock is that it's where sirens would hang out and lure sailors to come that way. And the sailors would eventually run into the rocks and, like, perish.
Oh, man. Okay. I've heard they're mean.
With that, there is also... the rock and the wind, like the different how the wind pushes up against the rock
mm-hmm.
and makes a melody
noise,
yeah. which could have been associated with the siren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen videos of this one guy, but then also it's like there's different sea life. You never know.
Like we have not discovered as much as the sea as
space.
Just as we've discovered in general. Like, we haven't discovered much of the sea at all. We are discovering new things every day.
Some people, I saw these TikTok comments, and it was like, why did we stop exploring the ocean? And people were like, because there was nothing in the ocean. Because some people were like, we stopped exploring it because of, like,
They get all the conspiracy theories coming out.
Yeah. And some people were like, it's because there was nothing in the ocean. Like, that's why we stopped. I was like, okay, that's an interesting take.
It's because it's so, everything, a lot of the things are so deep. You take the Mariana Trench, like, that's pretty far down.
And yeah.
The pressure, when you go deep in the water, will just crush your submarine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
Not good at all.
If you've watched Wild Kratts, you'll understand.
Not good at all. All right, you want me to have another topic?
Yeah. I was going to say, have you heard of the bloop?
The bloop? No.
Have you heard of that?
No.
I think it was 7th or 8th grade. Could have been 6th grade. It was when I was in middle school. I remember me and my friends talking about it. But it was just this meme kind of thing at the time.
Mm-hmm. There's one more in there.
It was this giant thing, like, bigger than the Megalodon, like, deep in the ocean. And it went, bloop. It was like a meme. It was a meme.
What? I've never seen
it. And it looked like a giant whale.
That's kind of funny.
Like a whale mixed with a fish, and it would go, bloop. There's videos of it on YouTube making the noise. And people are like, I don't know what this noise is. Like, what could this be?
This is a mysterious noise.
Bloop.
Okay, let me read what I got. What mythical creature would improve the world if it existed? That's an interesting
question. We've been talking about this.
Yeah, this is a big topic today. I don't know. Do you have any ideas?
Unicorns. Let's go.
If we had unicorns, yeah, no, we need unicorns.
You think unicorns would be stuck up like they are in Gravity Falls? Or would they maybe be kind?
Some. I feel like some of them would be, like, really kind and be like, sorry for my other unicorn friend.
Banged my knee against the table. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
I think some of them would be kind. I think some others would be like, yeah, I'm a unicorn. What about it?
Like humans.
And flips its hair.
Yeah, exactly. I am too good for you. Get out of here, human. Yeah.
Human, you don't deserve me. And then, I don't know. What other mythical creatures? Because they're all, like, scary.
You have unicorns, you have Bigfoot. My mom texted me, Bigfoot is real because we saw his turkey at Grandma and Grandpa's.
I think okay. He is real.
I mean, Morel Mushroom Hunt at my grandparents' house.
Right, okay.
She claims that while she was in the woods, no one else was out there. This was one of the times she went off by herself. Because half the time we'll go with her, mm-hmm. and then she'll want to go back out, and we're like, we're staying at the house. Mm-hmm. You can go back out. Which probably isn't the greatest idea, because she fell on the side of a cliff once.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, my dad said she swung from the tree like Tarzan. She grabbed onto the tree to save herself. But, what was I saying? She was in the woods at my grandparents' house, and she said she saw a turkey that was, like, humongous.
Yeah.
And she claims it was Bigfoot's turkey.
It might have been. That just might have been Bigfoot's turkey.
And we're just telling her, you saw a regular turkey, but you made it bigger than you thought it was.
Yo, I think Bigfoot, honestly, I don't think it's real. But I don't know, because there was this video. Okay, wait. Do you think aliens are real?
I mean, they could be. I definitely think there's life. There could be other life forms out there.
Yeah, okay. Me too. Because there's no way. We're just on a planet in a universe with multiple different universes out there. No way there's not, like, another life form.
It's crazy. There's so many other galaxies, there's so many other planets that have Goldilocks planets in them.
That's what I'm saying. But we're the only ones that we know of.
I mean, hasn't the government come out, like, multiple times to be like, aliens are real?
Yeah, they did, but I seen this video.
No one believes it, though. Like, no one's like,
I mean, no. It's either, yeah, we already knew what about it, or no.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this video on TikTok once again. My dad says, whenever I say that, he says, oh yeah, sure, it's fake, because he says TikTok's fake. But then he believed this one video that was obviously fake, and I was like, he got TikTok and then believed an obviously fake video, but then tells me everything I see on TikTok is fake. I was like, okay. Anyways, I saw this video saying that the government, whenever, like, it wants to hide something, it comes out and says that aliens are real.
That's weird.
I said, okay, well.
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, someone I know, we used to hang out all the time, but we don't see each other anymore because we don't have, like, classes in common.
Mm-hmm.
When we were younger, I was at her house that she had just built onto her house, and we were upstairs. And she's like, the other night, I saw this green glowing object, like, fly down and, like, was in in my backyard. I'm like,
okay.
Yep.
That might have been a dream.
I'm like, I don't think so.
I guess it could have happened. Not really, though.
And her grandpa says that he was abducted by aliens.
Well.
And her uncle was there with it. I think that's the story. I can't quite remember.
Well, I don't know about that.
We're in the country.
All right. There's one more topic if we want to.
We have one more?
Yeah. Okay.
We'll do it real quick.
I believe so. We got like a minute.
We got this.
We got this.
Oh, if you dropped everything and went on a road trip, where would you go?
All over the country, honestly. I mean, the little USA.
Will you take, like, have you seen, like, the road trip where you go, you hit every state?
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
That's what I would do, also.
And you stop off at cool places you want to see along the way?
Yeah, of course. That's what I would do.
But, anyways, that's time for us.
It was a good episode.
It was a fun episode. I enjoyed that. Ranting.
Of course.
But ranting and rambling all day long. But Obviously. We'll you guys will listen to us next week. We won't see you. We don't see anyone. We only see ourselves in here.
Yeah, but you'll hear us.
Great. I'm going to start coughing like a maniac because I've been sick. Anyways, have a great week. Tune in next week for more random rambles. Bye.